that's open.
The name of the patient is Cleonider. C-L-E-O-N, like in November, E like an echo, E like an echo, D like in Delta, E like an echo, R like in Roger, and last name is Pyatt, P-Y-A-T-T. This is a clinical case of a 58-year-old African-American that is following the practice because of the CKD stage 3B. The patient comes today with a serum creatinine that was determined on October the 2nd. That is 1.68. The BUN is 32, the estimated GFR is 34.9. The protein creatinine ratio is 1.8 grams per gram of creatinine, which is significantly increased. And this is in the presence of a blood sugar that is controlled, the hemoglobin A1C is less than 6. For that reason, we are going to order a workup. To rule out the glomerulopathy. Number two, the patient had a normal anemia that is on iron, and to our satisfaction, the hemoglobin has increased from 9 to 10.2. The patient went to see the primary. The primary referred the case to gastroenterology. She was told that they were going to call her for a colonoscopy. However, they haven't called. I decided to call Dr. Patel. Patel is P-A-T-E-L, and unfortunately the office doesn't accept the patient's insurance. And my advice is to go back to the primary for him to refer to a different source. Following over arterial hypertension that is out of control, systolic of 180. The patient has gained significant amount of fluid retention, 9 pounds. She's going to be started on furosemide, 40 milligrams every day, and we are going to start the patient on irbesartan, 150 milligrams POVID. Following number, type 2 diabetes. And that is under control. Following number, the patient continues with asymptomatic bacteriuria. The bacteriuria persists, and for that reason, we are not attempting to use SGLT2 inhibitor at this point. Depending upon the response to the administration of irbesartan, we make a decision at that time regarding finerenone versus SGLT2 inhibitor. We're going to reevaluate the case in 4 weeks with laboratory workup. The patient was explaining detail of what is going on and why we are ordering a comprehensive workup. We invested review in the lab 12 minutes in the face-to-face, 28 minutes, and in the documentation, 8 minutes.